Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your Holy Church, for the means of grace, for the lives of the faithful and just people, for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service, Lord, in your mercy. Save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing them in the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy, grant your wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy, send the light of your truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful servants of Christ to advance the gospel both at home and in distant lands. Lord, in your mercy. In your mercy, strengthen newly established congregations. Support them in challenging times. Make them steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord. And let their faith and zeal for the gospel refresh and renew the witness of your people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy. Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life. Grant health and favor. Help us to be serving people according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. Take us from all hatred and prejudice. Give us spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring about peace and justice to all nations of the world, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increased among all peoples. Lord, in your mercy. Bless the schools of the church and colleges, universities, and center of research, those who teach and work in them. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in the church and state, and that our common life may be confirmed to the ways of your truth. Lord, in your mercy. Sanctify our homes with your presence and bless them with joy. Keep our children in your covenant of their baptism and enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and all the world. Lord, in your mercy. Let your blessing remain upon the seed time and harvest, the commerce and industry, the leisure and rest, the arts of culture and above our people. Take under your special protection those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and be with all who put their hands to any useful task. Give them just rewards for their labor and the knowledge that their work is a blessing in your sight. Lord, in your mercy. By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, or in adversity, or who have experienced loss. Pastor Lee Stisser's family and all those we name either at this time or silently. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy on those for whom death draws near. Bring consolation to those in sorrow, and grant to all a measure of your love, taking them into your tender care, Lord, and your mercy. We remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served you in your church on earth and now rest from your labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints. Bring us at last to the joys of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.